This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It was quick and it was brief. That's the bilateral that's underway right now with the advisors. John Kelly is in that meeting as well, the general. The question from Reuters, how does it feel, Mr. President? The answer, as you just heard, I think it's a good start, a very good start for everybody. Earlier today, the president said, the world wants to see us get along, and the world awaits. We await a news conference that will happen here sometime, maybe in an hour, 2 hours from now. Governor Mike Huckabee is with me now to talk about this. And, sir, thank you for your time. If you were the White House, how would you characterize today as a success or a win on the board?
I think it's all about relationship building. It's about the optics of saying that we're going to sit down and talk to leaders with whom we have very strong disagreements, leaders who lead a country that clearly are trying to meddle, not just in our elections, but all over the world, people who are not good actors. They're bad actors. We know that. And to be very blunt with them. And anybody who's ever been in the meeting with the president, you know, all these people who are whining and rolling their eyes at the president, what they don't understand, if you're in a meeting with him, as I've been many times, this is a blunt talking guy. He is not a wuss. He doesn't go into a meeting and act like some wallflower sitting over there and just taking punches. Whatever people perceive of him, he goes in with blunt force, and I'm convinced that with Putin, he's going to, you know, be very blunt with him and talk to him straight about what he expects.
How hard does he push the election deal? You know, he walks in there with this indictment by Bob Mueller on Friday of 12 Russian intel officers throughout the entire country, Moscow and St. Petersburg. How tough does he go on that?
Well, you know, I think that there's two things that are going to play here. Number one, he's going to verbally say this is unacceptable. But President Obama, you know, made the comment to Putin back in 2016, cut it out. Oh, that really changed the scene, didn't it? I think he's going to do it with actions. His words don't really matter that much. Putin doesn't care. But I'll tell you what he cares about. He cares about us producing enough oil to take that market away from Russia and devastating their economy. He cares about us expelling diplomats, which Trump already has done. And this president was willing to go into Syria and took the lives of 200 Russians who were complicit in the nerve gas. So I think the president is playing the right course. In person, he's the nice guy, but he's also showing that as well as he's willing to shake his hand, he's willing to double up his fist and punch him in the face. And he's doing that.
Yeah,
the most significant way he will do that is take away their money through oil.
What we just watched there is called a pool spray, right? One network camera goes in and they share it with all the other networks. I think that was the quickest pool spray that I have seen in a long time, if not ever. I mean, if that's the entire length of that, it did not run more than 12, 13, 14 seconds, Governor. I don't know what that says, but there are a lot of people looking at body language today, and certainly we're waiting for the press conference. Turn the argument around. How does Vladimir Putin consider this a success today? What does he need?
I think it's good for him to show that he's trying to be equal to the United States, equal to President Trump. He's not. His country isn't. He would like to believe that he is. He'd like to believe that he still leads the old USSR. He doesn't. And the economy of Russia is in the toilet. There's a lot of great wealth at one end of the economy, but there's extraordinary and growing poverty at the other end. And he can't mask that. But I believe for him, this is a lot of show. He needs it to kind of tell everybody back home, I'm a tough guy. He may even take his shirt off and walk around the press conference with his shirt off and dare Donald Trump to do the same thing, for all I know. Let's pray to God he doesn't. But, Bill, I think that's where Putin comes from. He just needs to make this look good. But it can't turn out really that well for him.
Well, of course, we know how it turned out. This was leading into the press conference with the former Arkansas governor, Mike Huckabee, giving his comments and what he anticipated to occur Again, the left has gone over the top. They think, because the president met with him and didn't yell and scream at the press conference. But, what else was he supposed to do in hopes of establishing a better relationship with him?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Of the solution and not adding to the problem. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And to this end, we do everything we can to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. We bring on experts, best-selling authors, to help us understand, what's going on. There's nothing wrong with being smart, all right? We've been dumb way too long. It's time to smarten up, even though there are institutions that would like us to be kept in the dark and, treated like mushrooms, as they say. Bruce Thatcher joins us now, speaking of which, author of several books that have been absolutely formative, for my understanding. Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them. Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. And his latest, Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, I'm doing just great. I wanted to mention, in case you or somebody in your audience hasn't heard, President Trump and Putin met yesterday. And judging from the press reports and the commentators and so forth, they spent the entire 4.5-hour meeting talking about Russian meddling in our elections.
Yeah, you would think, huh? In terms of the major things that had to be discussed, let's be target focused on this situation. And it's clear, based on the press, the presser that was conducted afterwards, is that President Trump is not convinced by the information. And maybe what's blocking that, Bruce, and you can tell me better if you know, but all I have is, some observation and some insight here, a little bit from what I hear inside the White House, is the president is kind of brain blocked on this situation because, constantly he's bombarded, questioning his validity as president of the United States. And we started to say that, the president needs to kind of get over that. He's not going to change any minds. I mean, that's just what it is. But there are, thousands, millions of people who voted him into office that want him to lead, and he's got to go. The rest of them, they can fall out of the parade if they want. That's all right. And just move forward and make America great with the people that you have with you. And, quit focusing so much on this because it pulls him back. It alters his perspective in much the same way. I'd say the comparison would be like Peter Stroke. We saw his bias and, the actions that he took as the number two man, a significant position there in the FBI, and who claims that his bias somehow had no effect on his ability to conduct his job. And I would say the president is being biased by this deluge of biasness that is headed in his way, all for one purpose, and that is to derail him and make him less than. Let that stuff go. Focus on the great things. You've done some great things in these first 500-plus days, and let's move forward. And I trust his leadership. I trust him enough to – he's a smart guy, and he's going to work out this deal. It's not like, you know, with Putin. This has been going on, you know, for a long time. He's not going to have one meeting, and Shazam, Putin is going to come out and say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed up. I told those guys just to play around, and they got carried away. We didn't intend to do this. We'll never do it again. Like that was going to happen, right?
well, of course. And the propensity seeming propensity of Trump to want to win the battle, be totally defensive when somebody is attacking him, does get in the way of at least the public persona of his leadership. But the facts are, as you say, I think that he has done very well. And I'll go back to, we're talking about aggressors and adamant aggressors.
I was going to say, this is your first book.
It is.
Perfect.
Seven years ago. And you know, I'm working on a 5-book digest series on that same subject that I think will be out later this year.
Oh, great.
But so it's kind of fresh in my mind again, but it particularly came in my mind when Trump was dealing just a few weeks ago with Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
And because Trump was behaving in what I thought was a particularly effective fashion with somebody who is clearly an adamant aggressor, and jury's not in yet. We'll see. History will show, but it looked to me like he was making some progress. Certainly, he was doing some of the right things.
Right.
And I question when we get down to the meeting of with Trump and Putin. I wondered about whether he's doing some of the same kinds of things in that 4-hour meeting behind doors, right, which of course they're not talking about.
Well, of course. What happened with President Xi with China? You know, they're case in point. We see some movement, and you know, we're one moment we're going to bomb one another in North Korea, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're starting to have some conversation here. Let's not think that, you know, and I don't think the president thought for any moment. In fact, he talked about how pernicious it was that here you've got these two superpowers with nuclear bombs. And he said, you know, this is severe. And so but the thing that I'm concerned about is in the publicity and this counter narrative from the extreme left, Bruce, is that what does this do to queer the negotiations with you know, with Kim and with China and other aggressors? You know, the way the media and the politicians have pigpiled on this president, they're not doing, you know, they're not doing America any favors here by demonstrating some chink in our armor, are they?
No, they're not. And one of the things that you can absolutely count on this kind of an aggressor to identify clearly and exploit are weaknesses in our country. And we have maybe not a lot of them, but we have some very serious ones. And this one of national unity is one of them. And the commentators and not just the extreme left, but commentators of all stripes are delight in picking at this president.
Well, John Brennan, what John Brennan had to say was over the top. I mean, this is the former director of the CIA, as if they were so doggone successful with Russia. I mean, this was the administration that gave you the reset button. They didn't know how to spell it correctly, you know, and the mess that we had with Russia. And, of course, let's remember that all this meddling and everything took place. Oh, yeah, that would be in the Obama administration. And here it is, you know, clean up on aisle 3, Donald Trump, this way. We need you over here to clean this mess up. And Brennan claims that what President Trump did, you know, is he says it meets and exceeds the, you know, the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Here we go. Impeachment talk.
Yeah. And that's probably what the intention is, but John Brennan and people from the last administration are not in any position to make such claims, although they will. They will always.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Brennan, your people got voted out. Okay, we have a new president here. This is the United States of America. We need to get behind this president and be a part of the solution, not add to the problem. And thank you very much for miring up the process. You did America no favors whatsoever with the comments you and others like you. Bruce Thatcher is with us. More from Bruce after this. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
So
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 18 minutes. Make it 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. As they say, if you fail to remember history, you are doomed to repeat it. And there are some things that we have to do over and over again. And some of this, Bruce, is ludicrous. It's like, well, didn't you learn that when you fell off the roof, that gravity still is in play and it hurts?
We never learn from generation to generation. It seems that and somebody made the comment, the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history.
Is that true? That's a T-shirt, I'm telling you. That is a T-shirt to wear. As you mentioned, Bruce, 4 hours the president met, which was beyond expectation. So they obviously had a chance to go deep into a lot of issues. And as you say, coming out and to hear the media, which I think is a total disservice to our country, is they're fixated on their interpretation of what, you know, the president in their eyes didn't do. I mean, the president was almost in a no-win proposition in this meeting anyway. I mean, I'm glad that he kept it behind closed doors, you know, because I think that's where it needed to be, to where both men could be frank with one another and lay it out and, you know, and begin to build some sort of relationship. I think that Donald Trump has always been willing to do this, and to much dismay of the Democratic Party, but they easily and quickly forget that it was Barack Obama, when he was running for office in his first run, made it clear, said he would be willing to meet with any leader without preconditions. Now, the president, I mean, preconditions already been set. I mean, you know, you've got Russia already being sanctioned left and right. They're on the radar. And then, you know, of course, oh, yeah, we have this little meddling problem to deal with. You know, Putin, what Putin could hope for, even though Mike Huckabee says, well, he wants equal standing with the U.S., you know, I don't, he'd like that, but he's never going to get that. You know, but what he can hope for, and I would think that what Donald Trump would present to Putin is kind of a vision that he presented to Kim, is that imagine if we could all get along, how would this look? You know, would your people be starving? Would you get more international support? Would there, you know, would there be a better alliance between the U.S. and Russia? After all, you know, together we conquered the Germans in World War II not that long ago, all things considered. So why can't we be friends?
Well, we get to the question of what these leaders and Kim Jong-un or Putin want, and it gets down to, not from a statesman point of view, do they want, there may be that element to their desires, but the question is, what do they personally really want? What's their personal long-term goal? And we don't necessarily know that. I would hope that the CIA and others in intelligence have studied it very carefully and have some profiles on that kind of a question. But we need to deal with a person like this, knowing what is their goal. Kim Jong-un perhaps really has a part of his goal that he wants to, he needs a prosperous country to get the money he wants to do whatever he wants to do with. Putin does too. Putin's country, I mean, the economy is what, like California or New York or something like that. It is not huge by world standards. And you mentioned the sanctions. We have effectively put a vice on his ability to rake in more money for his oligarchs and himself and a little bit left over for the country. So he wants relief from that. He wants the money to start flowing again. And there's nothing that meddling in our elections has to do with that issue at all. He confronts us or reacts to us in the areas where he perceives probably accurately that we have weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But behind those doors for 4 hours or so where real conversation, meaningful conversation takes place, it's just possible that Trump, the negotiator, has dealt with some of these other real concerns of Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to hear about it for some time because it's going to take several meetings, a lot of meetings and time to work out.
That ought to drive the press nuts. I mean, with every meeting, they're just going to go absolutely increasingly ballistic because of their sentiment. I mean, it goes back to the essential perspective. I think Charles Krautheimer had said that, you know, if you're looking at someone and you perceive them as your enemy, then they're evil and they're less than and worthy of demise. And that's a loose interpretation, but that, you know, that has been the process, has it not?
That's been the process, and that's been the process from the on the surface. And it seems that, let's take Putin and Kim, for example, they have become, in the media, they have become the enemy in evil much more since Trump got elected than mm-hmm. they were before then. That's probably not true of Kim, but of Putin. Because the filter through which the pundits and the press see things is political in this country. But the reality of dealing in the world, I think, is that these people are the leaders of sovereign nations. And whether we like them or not, we need to figure out how to get along with them.
Right.
And I think that doesn't always involve just being nice to them, and that doesn't and often doesn't involve just public pronouncements. You gotta communicate with them, and I think that Trump is probably a lot better at that than most people want to give him credit for.
Mm-hmm. And I think the media itself has to be put in check here, because in a lot of ways I sense, and I've spoken with many experts on this, Bruce, is I think we give Putin way, way too much power and influence, and in the Democrats are so beside themselves, their bias is sticking out there so blatantly that they are convinced that Putin single-handedly elected Donald Trump and rejected Hillary Clinton. But yet, you know, whether it's President Obama, the Intelligence Committee said didn't change one vote, but the sentiment, the driving sentiment that's blowing up their minds is that, Putin, and Putin kind of smirks. You kind of, every time that comes up, you see that smirk on his face. The guy is going, you guys are idiots. I can only wish I'm this good, you know?
An expert of the KGB training, Putin knows how to exploit that kind of attitude. He's a master.
If you give that to him, why is he not going to take it, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. I'm going to take it to the bank. And who's giving it to him? You know, it's the Democrats. It's Hillary et al. It's, the media are all doing this. Come on, please. I mean, you demonstrate how ignorant you are about knowing who your enemy is. You give him a lot more authority in place than he deserves.
That's right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be on guard about it. I mean, we need to be smarter. Like, we've been saying, you got to be smart enough to make sure your password isn't password, John Podesta.
We have to do all the cybersecurity things and all of the other security things that we should be doing. But we don't need to do all of the public theater about it.
Yeah, it so often just gets in the way and adds to the mess, doesn't it, Bruce?
It does.
It really does. Bruce Thatcher has been with us, author, founder of History Speaks today. Bruce, is always an honor and a privilege to have you on. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just felt like the president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
That's an often critic of President Trump, Republican Senator Bob Corker, speaking about President Trump's joint press conference with the Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And that's one of the nicer reviews. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, says that news conference and the president's remarks were nothing short of treasonous.
So when I use the term, this is nothing short of treasonous, I equate it to the betrayal of one's nation, basically aiding and abetting, giving comfort to an enemy.
He spoke on NBC's Today show. President Trump spoke on Fox News last night in an interview saying that the Russians have no information on him and that Putin emphasized there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Sorry, stepping on the big voice here. How sacrilegious of me. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. And, you know, we'd mentioned yesterday that, you know, these chains are being broken off. And I'm really excited to see the enthusiasm and the encouragement that is in this country today, because people are realizing, whoa, you know, those things that were holding me back, you know, they're now behind me. Now what to do? Well, you know, drop them off, as Ann White said. You know, you let them go and go walk in your freedom and enjoy life at a whole nother realm and possibility for yourself. And I think this is what's in this country today. It's a bit of a renaissance period, and we see, you know, waves of you know, that indication. It's not necessarily a total fire, you know, from coast to coast, but there are bonfires of freedom that are occurring that I think are quite encouraging. I say that to only open up our conversation with the Folds of Honor Foundation founder, Major Rooney. Major Dan Rooney is with us right now, and the story of Folds of Honor is most incredible and quite touching, and it really all the more convinced me why he and I need to be talking about Folds for Honor. Major Rooney, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it is a blessed day to be an American, and as usual, I'm in an airport, so if we got any background noise, know it's because I'm out fighting for freedom.
Yeah, well, there's something about you. I mean, if it's not an F-16, I mean, we're in an airport. We got to be close to what you love, right?
I like having air under my butt, as we say in the fighter pilot world. Yes, it's a good thing.
Well, that's awesome. Well, your story that you share, and I want you to share it with our audience, because it is quite moving, Dan, what you experienced and what motivated you to start up this foundation.
Yeah, well, I'd love to, Bill. I think, you know, ultimately, I don't care, you know, across humanity, that when we find our purpose, I think that's what bonds us together, is we're looking for why we are here. And ultimately, I've been really blessed to figure that out. But it wasn't in the cockpit of an F-16. It was actually on a commercial airliner, like I'm getting ready to jump on here. And it was a flight from Chicago here to Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was one of those dark, delayed nights. We finally got to Grand Rapids, and as we pulled up to the gate, the captain came over the PA and announced that we were carrying an American hero, that we had the remains of Corporal Brock.
Did we lose you here, Major?
Returned.
Okay. Major, you dropped out for just a minute. Go back and talk about the announcement from the pilot that you were carrying the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland.
Yeah, and his identical twin brother, Corporal Brad Buckland, was then first class and had brought him home from the battlefield in Iraq, and the captain made a request that everybody stay in their seats until his remains had been removed from the right hold. And, you know, I've seen the firsthand three tours of duty in Iraq as an F-16 pilot and continue to fly in the Air Force, that freedom isn't free, but I'd never seen that side of war.
Right.
And I watched the Buckland family on the darkest night of their lives, including his four-year-old son out on the tarmac as his father's American flag dragged off and inched down the cargo ramp. And the ceremony finished itself up, Dylan, and I, you know, obviously composed myself for a minute and looked back, only to see that more than half the people had gotten off the plane, despite the captain's request and everybody remain in their seats. And, you know, as I walked off the plane that night, I was incredibly disappointed to be an American, which is a hard thing for me to say.
Right.
But I felt a hand on my shoulder, and looking back in that moment, there was nothing there. But 10 years later, I have no doubt it was the hand of God. He calls the least among us, and I qualify in that regard many times over. But we started Folds of Honor, as you mentioned, above our garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And next week, we will award our 20,000 scholarship. So we provide scholarship, educational scholarships to spouses and children who've had somebody killed or disabled defending our freedoms in Iraq and Afghanistan, and have put out over $115 million in financial aid since we started. And we're so blessed to have great partners that help us do that. And I know today we're gonna talk about the Weatherman umbrella group that is supporting us, but you know, freedom isn't free, and we got to have help getting the word out to make sure we don't leave these families behind on the field of battle. And so, really honored to be on this walk on behalf of all these families.
Well, Major, we appreciate you bringing the story to us, and sometimes we just take for granted. Yes, when you know, we lose somebody in combat, and it's a direct family member. It hits us, but it's, you know, it represents such a small amount when it should represent all of us. And that was clear when you had, you know, roughly 50% of the plane, in a sense, dishonoring the request of the pilot and the respect of, you know, the best of our best. A fallen soldier, you know, that when you look at the numbers, what are we talking? Less than, you know, one half of 1% of American citizens find themselves in a combat situation. You know, so it really is the best of our best that are there, and they have fallen, and this is one of our own. This is a representation of our flag, of our Constitution, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. As you say, you realized yourself that freedom is not free, that there is a cost, and it was right there before you. And that cost continues to be paid because, yes, you know, you can go to a funeral, but what about the families? What about, you know, what about the kids? What is their legacy? And their father, their husband, paid the full price. And I think it's only a minor payment by comparison that we would come alongside Folds of Honor and other, you know, veterans groups that are doing. I mentioned earlier my involvement with Songs and Stories for Soldiers that is helping soldiers with PTSD, and we're giving MP3 players out. And it, you know, we appreciate how people have come alongside. And so my heart, like yours, Major, is toward these veterans and their families. And, you know, again, we cannot thank you enough. And I know that you have partnerships coming in and, you know, you mentioned. And so I want to give some time to talk about, you know, this special umbrella that and this organization that's come alongside to support Folds for Honor.
Yeah, and, you know, Fox News has been a tremendous supporter of this for the last 7 years. And had the opportunity to get connected through Fox and the Weatherman umbrella, which is going out, and $5 from every umbrella goes back to benefit the families of Folds of Honor. And it's super cool because I'm kind of a weather geek as an aviator as well. But, you know, umbrellas haven't changed at all, right? They're the same ones. They bend backwards and the wind takes them away. And these guys really came up with a better science to create an umbrella that not only withstands the elements, but warns you when the weather is inclement and says, hey, you need to, rain is coming, you need to take me with you, or
right,
you lose it, it helps you find it. It's just super cool. And again, just another example of great groups coming alongside. You can get an awesome product, and they're committed to get back to Folds of Honor and make sure we don't leave any family behind on the field
right.
of battle.
We got 10 seconds left. Tell them where they can go for all the information and get their hands on the best umbrella for 2018.
Yeah, well, they go to weatherman.com or visit foldsofhonor.org. Either place, and you can find it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schlack for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. You save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Ben Martinez.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
We're trying to keep it a secret, you know. We want to keep it on the down low here, so don't tell everybody. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I do want to, because we got cut off there towards the end with Major Rooney, go and check out the website, foldsofhonor.org, and to find out more about the umbrella and the special tie-in that they have with Folds of Honor collection, go to weathermanumbrella.com. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, as he says, it's got like a GPS system in there built in, and so if you lose the umbrella, it'll help you find it. It'll tell you when the weather is coming. It is an incredible deal. It was voted like the best umbrella of 2018. So Folds of Honor, again, Major Dan Rooney and his heart and that story about what motivated him to honor the families of the fallen. And my heart is out to them, and thank you very much for being a part of the solution. And, if you can help out, go and find out what you can do about it. You know, we're hearing a lot these days that we have more jobs than people to fill them. You imagine, I mean, with what we'd gone through in the previous decade, it was like we had a lot of people wanting to work. They just couldn't find a job. Now we got more jobs than we can do, that we can handle. And here to tell us more about it is the Policy Director for Generation Opportunity, David Barnes. David, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, let's talk about these job openings. You know, how do we fill all these job openings here?
Well, great. So we, just like you mentioned, the unemployment rate's at an all-time low. And among the different issues that I work on, the economic policy side of things, but also criminal justice reform. Mm-hmm. And we're right now in Congress pushing a bill to do prison reform to expand reentry options. for returning citizens, the 95% of people who are currently in prison are going to eventually get out. And that job connection is a really important one to help them get their second chances.
Without a doubt.
So, yeah. So, you know, the unemployment rate for returning citizens who have the criminal record is sky high.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to, you know, figure out how we can help connect those dots. Because, you know, there was a recent poll co-sponsored by the Society for Human Resource Management and the Charles Koch Institute, polling executives, new managers, HR professionals about, you know, how they think about hiring a candidate with a criminal record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of surprising how eager they are to do that. Of like HR managers, 49% of them would be willing to hire someone with a criminal record. Only 8% are unwilling. 42% just haven't really thought about it and don't really have much of an opinion either way. And whether it's, you know, senior executives, managers, kind of up and down the chain in business, people are really open to doing this. So that's why it's important for us to think on a policy level how we can help make that happen.
David, that's a huge number. I mean, almost 50% of the businesses are open to hire somebody. I think that's incredible and should be encouraging, especially, for people who are coming out of prison and wanting to assimilate back into society. And at the core of assimilation, as we know, and we should appreciate right now, is a job. And if they have a job and something to look forward to and say, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, get back into the game here, that gives them a bit of a future and hope, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As a society, we're, you know, really focused right now on punishing people. And while, you know, criminals are in jail for a reason, generally speaking,
right.
And, you know, it's good to, you know, put people behind bars when they're legitimate threats to society. But we need policies that are, you know, smart on crime and thoughts on taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these kind of things where we figure out how you use that prison sentence to help rehabilitate people, to help give them a chance for redemption, for a second chance, and then put them into the workforce. And so that's why, you know, there's programs across the country. The House of Representatives, in a huge bipartisan vote, passed the First Step Act, which is, you know, just the first step towards solving all these problems, but is a prison reform reentry component for how we can make it easier for people who shouldn't be in prison people who deserve to be in prison for committing a crime.
Well, they run the whole spectrum. I mean, we realize that, but we need to hold it into some sense of balance. And that is that if somebody, you know, has broken the law and they've paid the consequence, you know, they've paid the price for it, then they come out and they get a do-over. And they have a shot at rebuilding their lives. Otherwise, as you mentioned earlier, the recidivism, you know, rate skyrocket, and what a waste of humanity, and the impact that it has on our society on so many levels, because you have fathers, you have mothers returning home, they have family members that, they're in a position to influence, and we need to give them that fresh start to where, you know, they're not having to feel like, okay, I didn't pay enough while I was in jail for what, the last 10, 12 years. Now the beatings are continuing, so to speak here.
Right.
You know, that to me, that's anti-American. It really is and counterproductive.
Absolutely. And that's why we're really focused on, you know, helping people, empowering them to remove these internal barriers, the, you know, lack of education, lack of self-esteem, because a lot of the reason people get into the criminal justice system in the first place is because they don't think they can do anything with their lives. You know, they think that a petty criminal is the best they can do. It's the only thing they're qualified for. It's what everyone they know does.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just get, you know, stuck into that, you know, cycle of crime.
Yeah.
And, you know, these programs, these, you know, reentry programs where they can start to teach people, you know, here's how to get a GED, here's how you can use your innate skills to create value for other people and help make society a better place and, you know, help pay your bills yourself.
What's being done
all over the country doing
that? Yeah. To this end, David, what's being done while they're still in jail? Like, you know, a GED. I mean, they're in jail. Why can't they get their GED while they're in jail?
Yeah, and there are programs that do these, but they're kind of haphazard right now, and there's not as much research being done to really learn which is being most effective and which isn't.
Yeah.
And so one of the components of this First Step Act in Congress is to, you know, use more data-driven policies to collect more data about what works, what doesn't, see what effect, you know, the recidivism rate. So if one program, you know, has only 20% of people returning back into jail within 5 years, but another one has 50%, you know, learn which one is better. And then, you know, expand that to more facilities.
Well, I think some of this stuff is reasonable, David. I think some of this stuff is reasonable. I don't think it needs, you know, a rocket scientist behind it. And that is that, look, if you're there serving time and you need, you know, it's about educating. We've got to lift up and educate them to where they come out. And then even, you know, like you've got these businesses that are open to hire. Is there, you know, a job hiring board? Is there pre-training for that job that can be done while they're incarcerated so that when they come out, it's like they've gone through their apprenticeship and we've redeemed the time. It wasn't just them serving a sentence. It was preparing them to come out. Is that reasonable to consider?
Right. I think very reasonable. You know, like, do you know how to write a resume? Do you know how to use a cell phone?
Exactly.
Do you know how to use a smartphone? You know,
balance a checkbook. You know, let's teach you some life skills. But again, it's education is what you're pointing to here.
Right. If you've been in prison for 10 years, you don't know how to build a LinkedIn profile. You don't know how to do any of these things.
Right.
And so, you know, those kind of basic ways that someone would get themselves, you know, into the workforce, a lot of times might not exist for, you know, for a bunch of people. So, you know, just giving them these basic skills, trying to set them up for success. I know we're not making them successful. We can't do that. That has to be on every individual to, you know, actually make those decisions and, you know, be a productive member of society. But we shouldn't have barriers in the way to help to stop them from achieving, you know, their success. We should be trying to figure out how to empower people so that then they can help everyone else.
Because, exactly.
Like we started off with, you know, businesses are saying they can't find enough people. So we need to find a way to sort of connect those dots for them.
Well, you think of the labor force, you know, a pastor friend of mine helped me realize this and put it into perspective, just even in terms of the 40-hour discipline week, you know, that most people would consider, is that if you consider people with 40 hours worth of work every week to contribute to the process, boy, you know, you've got a lot of potential manpower here that's available, and we've got businesses saying, look it, I need people. Well, we got people, so let's find the matches. Let's find the round pegs for the round holes and the square pegs for the square holes here, and let's match up, you know, 40 hours of work week to these businesses that have a lot of 40-hour-a-week jobs.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's a lot of work to be done. There's always more work to be done than people around to do it. And so if you can find someone who has the desire, has the interest, you know, let's make that happen. You know, let's figure out all the different barriers to make that happen, whether that's, you know, laws that require, you know, criminal background check, you know, those kinds of things. Like, you know, just making sure those are optional decisions that businesses know that they can make, and they can, you know, they're happy to only hire people who, you know, don't have a criminal record. That's well within the rights to do it. Let's just make sure that people know that they don't have to do that. They can, you know, do a background check after, but not have that first question where they ask on page one of the application, have you ever committed a felony?
Right. Well, as you say, there's a lot of moving parts to this. And it, I think it affords some comprehensive study, and with it, an incredible amount of opportunity, because we have a lot of manpower here, and you know, and again, I think the very basis of one's happiness lies in a job, and so good stuff here, David. I appreciate you bringing it forth to us. He's Generation Opportunity Policy Director, David Barnes.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.